James Ryan from King Canyon. Welcome to Valley FM.
Fantastic. Nice to be here, man. Thanks for having me on.
It's our pleasure. Truly is our pleasure. Can you tell us a little bit about James Ryan and his guitar playing history?
Yeah, look, I've been a professional guitar player all my life, literally straight out of high school and into to music. And I mean, I've spent a fair bit of my career, I've been very lucky to be playing with some of the top Australian artists. You know, I've just sort of managed to fall in with the right people. So I've been playing with Ross Wilson for a while now, and before that, Kate Sobrano, and, you know, done stints with Vanessa Amorosi and lots of amazing artists, as we do have some of the best in the world right here.
So how did King Canyon come to be?
Well, basically, it's a huge positive that's come out of this, you know, incredibly dark time that we've been in. So when the COVID thing first hit, and obviously, as you'd know, in the music industry, it really just turned the music industry off. I mean, it's as it still is. So when that happened, it happened very quickly. All of our gigs and things that we had, you know, even starting March, were just all cancelled. Everything was cancelled. So I was just sort of thinking, well, okay, for the first time, as long as I can remember, I've got all this time, because I'm always filling my time up with lots and lots of stuff. So doing original material is something that's been on the back burner for a long time for me. Just haven't made time for it. So, yeah, I just thought, you know what? I'm going to do something that I've wanted to do for most of my life, which is to do something in a kind of blues rock feel, something that I always gravitate to. I've got tons of material and riffs and stuff floating around. So I thought, let me just put the feelers out and see if I can find a singer. Because the singer is the daunting task of any great band, to find the right singer. So I literally posted, and I've never done this before, but I literally did a thing on Facebook just to say, hey, this is what I'm thinking of doing, if anyone is interested or anyone knows anyone. And they, of course, the replies just came flooding in. I didn't occur to me that, like, oh, right, everyone's going to want to jump on this. I just didn't think of it. You know, because if you go back 3 or 4 months, you know, even these sort of things, everyone in the industry is busy. So you could put a thing out there going, is anyone interested in doing this? And you'd be unlikely to necessarily find anyone very easily or quickly. So anyway, somebody mentioned it to Jimmy, I think, and he got in touch with me. And I've known Jimmy for, you know, a long time, but it didn't pop into my head. Sometimes something that might be obvious to someone that you might think, you know, might be perfect, but it just doesn't come to mind. And, when someone mentioned it, I'm like, oh, my God, he would be perfect for the role as far as singing. So, yeah, that, we kind of just got in touch with each other, and we literally just went, well, listen, man, why don't I throw you a few song, little riff ideas or whatever, I said to Jimmy, and, yeah, see what you think and see if you want to, something comes to mind to have a go at writing a song together. And the first song literally came together in a day or two. And this is, of course, remotely, because, you know, this is when we were writing the thing where we couldn't go anywhere. So, we basically hit it off.
So can you talk a little bit about the songwriting process? Because I'm intrigued about how you do it in isolation.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And, I would say that we're pretty lucky, because there's definitely a thing with any songwriting team, whether you're in the same room or whether it's remotely or whatever, there has to be a good connection, a good chemistry, so that you can go back and forth and hopefully work through some stuff pretty quickly. So, I mean, I literally just on my phone, you know, recorded a few things, sent him a message, and then he was just like singing over the riff, but he just sent me back this, again, just like a voice message. But I could hear instantly that, like, that is exactly what I would have hoped would have gone over that riff. It was that kind of a thing. So then, because I've got a little studio here, I was able to then sort of form the arrangement of a song, and he would just keep writing the parts and lyrics and stuff.
So we came in with Smokestack City. Can you tell us a bit about that?
With that one there, I wish that Jimmy were here to tell you about that one more than me, because that particular song, even though it doesn't sound like it, it's actually like over 10 years old, that one. So there's a handful of songs that Jimmy, that he had, that he hadn't sort of done anything with, and he would, this is another fantastic little surprise that would happen, he'd grab a guitar and start playing something, and he'd say, oh, I've got this song, I did it a while back, I don't know if it's any good, I don't know, and he'd play something, and I'd go, stop, what are you talking about? Hang on, I'm getting my phone, record that so I can get, you know, so he'd have some fantastic songs that he had sitting there that he just didn't feel, maybe wasn't sure about. And that was one that he played me, a recording that he had done 10 years ago, and I thought, this is a great tune. Why don't we just kind of give it a bit more of a modern guitar riffy kind of treatment and leave it with me? And, you know, that one came about, and it just, it's just got a really punchy, modern kind of a vibe about it.
Yeah, I think it certainly rocks. I love it. By contrast, Broken Wings.
Broken Wings was another one. There's a few that Jimmy played that were not typical, because he has a quirky way of kind of playing the guitar. He just plays things that, you know, are not necessarily what a guitar player would do, but because of that, my ears really pricked up. He'd play things and I'm like, that's kind of odd and cool. That doesn't even make sense, but it sounds good. And that was one of those songs too. He sort of played it to me, and I just thought, let's do something a bit interesting with, you know, it's a couple of acoustic kind of songs that you have they're a bit different to the other stuff, but they really have something unique about them.
Yeah, me too. We'll have a listen to that right now. This is King Canyon on 89.5 Valley FM, Broken Wings.
I got broken wings and I can't fly. See my painted eyes passing by. I fear I'm going down, falling to the ground. I got broken wings and I can't fly. See my circus eyes spinning round. The whole world passing by, looking down. The skins are cracked and dry. I just wanna die. I got broken wings and I can't fly. Feeling that feeling, feeling that feeling since I. My broken bones, breaking skin. I'm just a simple man, though I've sinned. For what you did to me, can't you set me free? I got broken bones and I can't fly.
Broken Wings, King Canyon on Valley FM. You're listening to Jump Children with me, Stephen, and we're speaking with James Ryan. So I hear, James, that there's an album in the works.
Oh, there's definitely an album in the works. Another very cool thing, I must admit, is that we've written a ton of songs. We actually had to kind of go, you know, we'd get together to rehearse something or whatever, and we'd just start writing new stuff, because I'd just start a riff and Jimmy would just sing something randomly and I'd be like, what's that? What are you doing? What are you singing? I don't know, I'm just making it up, he says. So I'm like, quit recording. And we basically had to put a plug in it for a while and go, okay, we can't write any more stuff. Because we have a bit of a backlog of songs that have to get finished, recorded, and all of that. So we have plenty of songs for an album, is the point, so which is exciting. But we just decided we want to get material out now. You know, we don't want to necessarily wait till we get all of the stuff recorded properly. And obviously doing an album is it's a much bigger task. A lot more to get together.
Yeah. Well, thank you for speaking to us. We'll go out with the song that I've been thrashing on air, Woman.
Fantastic. Well, I can say this, that, you know, actually you'll be the first person, to be told to know this anyway, but we do have, we've got a new song coming out soon anyway. Hopefully, you know, 3, maybe 4 weeks tops, but we'll be releasing something new. So there'll be something else for you to flog for us.
Alrighty, I'll look forward to that. Before I let you go, James, where can people get hold of your music?
Yeah, look, at the moment, we're just trying to get people to follow us, basically, just to hopefully become fans and be interested in what we're doing. So anyone that's on Spotify, you know, that's the place that can really help us to build our presence out there, you know, and grow. So please jump on Spotify, King Canyon, and check out our stuff. But, yeah, we've also got a Bandcamp page where you can go and have a listen and even buy the tracks on there, and also jump on our Facebook page would be fantastic.
All righty. Well, James Ryan from King Canyon, thank you so much for speaking with us this afternoon here on Valley FM. We really do appreciate it.
Pleasure, Steve. Thank you so much.